know.
And then if you wanted to know that you said, well, now part of it's gone, because now I took
part of it.
And if a person can't hear anything at all, you say that person would be stoned.
Dead.
And if a man came in, he'd been working real hard, he might take his wet shirt off and say, look how I...
respond.
And if a person had one of the sores that comes to the head, you call
bull.
It? And that stuff that comes out of it, you call it?
Cuts.
And like in a war, if somebody got shot, you'd say they got a bullet.
Wound.
And if the wound did, or some kind of a wound didn't heal right, it might be
infected.
Mm-hmm. And then it would get this white stuff sort of around it, you call that proud flesh. Have you ever heard of that? And if a person got a little cut on their finger, to keep it from getting infected, they might put this brown stuff, it stings, they call it. And then the other, besides the methylate bullet. And, well, this is like methylate, but Mercurochrome. And even before that, they had like, they call it like a tincture of iodine.
Oh, iodine, yeah. Yes.
And do you know what people would give people for malaria?
No.
Quinine, have you heard of
it? Oh, quinine, mm-hmm.
And if a person was like alive yesterday and today they weren't, you'd say, well, I guess last night they
died.
Or another way of saying died might be
passed away.
And if you didn't know the cause of the person's death, you'd say, well, I don't know what he
died of.
In the place where people are buried, called
cemetery.
And then the box that they bury people in is a
coffin.
And the ceremony, like when they bury somebody, is a
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, they've lost somebody in their family, you say they're in
mourning.
And if somebody was really troubled about something, you might say, well, now it'll come out all right, just don't
panic.
Yeah. And then if something like if somebody had children and the children were out late and they didn't know where they were, the people might get
upset.
And another way of saying upset might be if they were thinking a lot about it, that you might say that they were another way of saying instead of upset might be worried.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
worried.
Mm-hmm. You know the disease that people like get in their joints, that makes their joints ache?
Arthritis.
And a disease that people, they don't have much anymore, they used to because they have shots for it now, but people would choke to death, they get blisters on the inside of their throat.
Strep throat?
Yeah, you can choke to death with strep throat, that's true.
Not the right one, though.
But this, what you can choke is, I was thinking, this is one that they have shots for.
Whooping cough?
They have shots for that. I was thinking of diphtheria.
Oh. I didn't know how it affects you.
Yeah, I'm not really certain in my head, but I know that you have shots. Do they still give kids shots for
diphtheria? Uh-huh.
And do you know that disease that might make, I don't think they have this much more either, but people used to have it make their skin turn yellow?
Yeah.
Do you know what that's called? Yellow jaundice?
Oh.
And when you have like your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of...
You have a what?
When you have your appendix taken out, you have an attack of... People say they got to have their appendix taken out because they've got...
An appendicitis?
Yeah. In a person can't...